Who's talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910? Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and classic Hobbo humor. Who's Talking is brought to you by West End Orthopedic Clinic, Richmond BMW, LeClaire Ryan Law Firm, TGI Fridays, the UVA Bookstore, the Sabre, Carpool, Virginia Athletics Foundation, CapTech Ventures, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Kelleher Heating and Air, and Pacific Life Insurance Company. Who's Talking is on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Here's Frank and Jim.
This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood. You've been listening to Who's Talking, and looking forward to hour number two here. In just a few minutes, we're going to be bringing on UVA head soccer coach George Galinovich, who's had a remarkable career at UVA, to say the least. And he's coaching the defending national champions, which is always nice to say.
Absolutely. And George was a terrific player himself at the University of Virginia, still ranks fifth on the school's all-time list for points and goals, 118 points and 49 goals, was a first-team All-America in his senior year, and then was drafted and played for the Minnesota Strikers in the Major Indoor Soccer League. That's really the only time he's been away from Charlottesville since 1983. He graduated in 86, played a couple of years in the Indoor Soccer League, and then came back in 1989 as an assistant coach to head coach Bruce Arena. And then when Coach Arena stepped down in 1996, George took over the program, has been there ever since, has had multiple NCAA really, one of the things that strikes me, he's gone to the NCAA tournament every year as a head coach. Now, that should be the objective of all of our head coaches. And, of course, last year won the big prize, the NCAA hardware, down in North Carolina. That was the tournament was in the Chapel Hill, Cary, North Carolina, outside of Raleigh. So, at any rate, he's done a terrific job at Virginia, and I think we have him with us now. Coach George, are you with us?
I am. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. We talked a little bit about last year's NCAA championship. Now, I know you want to put that in the past, but I had one question. Do you get a better parking spot now that you're the head coach of a championship team?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Where's the love? George, all kidding aside, how has winning the 2009 title changed your job?
I don't know that it's changed it much, to be honest with you. You know, we've knocked on the door a couple of times. In 2006, we were in the Final Four, and, you know, been to the quarterfinals five times. That's one step away from the Final Four.
Right.
So, you know, we've been knocking on the door, and I think sometimes that's what it takes, is just staying the course and learning from some mistakes maybe and you know, be keep doing the things that you think make you successful and be open-minded enough to tweak a few things as you go and knock on the door that might work. And I think, you know, that's what we've done. And so, you know, there was a couple of things, I think, from this year, from this past season that I learned. You know, that you try to take into this season to make you successful. But, you know, stay in the course as you're knocking on the door and trying to do all the little things right is the best way I can describe it.
I think the one thing you obviously have done, the team's ranked third, 9-2-2 on the season as you're well into the year. You've maintained your focus, and you've been able to make last year and really focus on this year. How have you been able to do that?
I'll tell you, it's been we lost half our starting lineup, you know, which is pretty significant. And, you know, I said it before the year, this would be a little bit of a rebuilding year for us. You know, we've managed to, I don't know if overachieve is the right word, but, you know, certainly our success last year has helped us. I mean, I think the guys that are returning and some of the new guys that are coming to the lineup have enjoyed that success and kind of saw what it takes to earn some of that success, the hard work it takes off season. And so, you know, I think that's put us in the position that we are. We're still pretty young. You know, we'll return this entire lineup for next year. So, you know, obviously we're excited for this year. We're going to make a run at it. And, we'll see how things come together. But I'm really excited about the future.
Two of your most explosive offensive players are from the Richmond area, Will Bates and Brian Ownby. How are those young men doing this season?
Terrific. I mean, they're a you know, there are two forwards. They're a tandem, a duo, however you want to They know each other. They played with each other, club ball, at the Richmond Strikers, and they are doing great. Now, the only issue is we've been without Will Bates for the past two games with a little bit of a quad injury, and we'll probably be without him at BC this Friday. And that's slow, that has slowed us down a little bit, I got to be honest with you. I mean, he was our leading goal scorer and, you know, a good dynamic, strong, aggressive player. And we hope to get him back for our Maryland game a week from this Friday.
Yeah, I guess the first objective is to win the ACC title. How does the league shape up at this stage?
You know, it's funny. It's literally, it's this season, the way it has shaped up so far, I believe our record is almost identical to what it was this time last year. We have given up identical amount of goals to this time last year. We've scored a few more goals than we did this time last year and have the exact record in the conference. So it's kind of, you know, boy, I hope history repeats itself, to be honest with you. But
yeah, absolutely, because, I mean, you said you got everybody back next year. You got your position to do a three-peat here if you figure out a way to get the second one.
Yeah, the second one's going to be tricky. But I will tell you that most teams in the conference have three games left. Right. And, you know, literally you can go from second or third place to eighth or ninth place in literally a loss or a win here and there. That's how close for me, literally – number two in the conference. I think Carolina has kind of established themselves a little bit. They got a very veteran team. They lose like eight of their 11 starters next year, so they'll be rebuilding a little bit next year. But number two through number six or seven in the conference, any one of those teams could win the championship, to be honest with you. So, you know, we're just trying to position ourselves. The game you don't want to get into is that 8-9 game, which is a play-in game. And, you know, we don't spend too much time down there, and we're going to make sure that that doesn't happen. But there's going to be some tough matches down the stretch here, trying to stay out of that game for some teams.
You know, George, looking at the schedule here, ACC tournament is November 10th through the 14th down in Cary, North Carolina. Do the players dislike the weather when it turns cold like that? Seems I remember last year was raining quite a bit. It was seemed very chilly, and I was like, how do those guys play soccer in those conditions?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I mean, to be honest with you, you know, so much running. I mean, you're covering 6 to 10 miles in a game, you know, and it's a variation of sprints and different directions and cutting and jumping. And, you know, it's a grueling, grueling sport, which requires a lot of endurance. And, you know, you burn a lot of calories. You overheat. I'd much rather play in the cool conditions like you saw in the College Cup than 105 degrees in August. I think all of us would tell you once you get 10 minutes into the game, you know, you could be, you know, without any shirt and a pair of shorts because you're just exercising so much.
You know, you've got Boston College coming up on Friday. Then the following Friday, you play Maryland at home, which is a big game at 7 o'clock at Klockner.
Yep.
Then Tuesday, November 2nd, you've got Campbell again coming to Klockner, a 7 p.m. game. And then Saturday, November the 6th, you travel down to Raleigh to play NC State. As you come down the stretch here, what are you trying to do in terms of your lineup? And are you trying to rotate some other players into the lineup to keep your team fresh going into the ACC tournament?
Yes, for sure. I mean, to be honest with you, it's one thing I learned from last year to be a little bit more, to do that a little bit more. And, you know, I think it's always on the mind of a coach, but we did it more than ever last year. And I think it really helped us develop some depth that really helped us down the stretch. And I've been doing it this year. I've been doing it more than ever. And I think it's, once again, helped us develop some depth, especially now with, you know, Will Bates being hurt for a couple of games, to have guys to be able to come step in and you know, not lose a beat, not skip a beat. But, yeah, down the stretch here, look, we have three ACC games, which are huge, and then we have a non-conference opponent in Campbell who's a solid team. But, you know, these conference games are going to make or break where we stand going into the ACC tournament and where we stand RPI-wise, which is the mathematical formula used to seed you in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, this is huge, these last four games.
You know, every team out there relies on their goalie, and Virginia is very fortunate to have Diego Restrepo. Talk about his play this year and maybe the potential that he may have to play professionally abroad and so forth. And is he of the caliber that we remember a former UVA star like Tony Miola or some of those people?
Yeah, I really do think that he can be a professional soccer player. I really do feel like he's positioned himself that when the season's over that he can be a pro. He's done great for us. I actually think he's playing better right now than he was this time last year, and he was very good for us this time last year. He trains so hard. He studies the game. He's one of the hardest working guys in terms of training. I mean, he just loves to train. He loves running. He loves goalkeeper training. You know, you name it, he loves to do it. And so it's made him really, really good. And to be honest with you, you know, we're a little bit younger than last year, obviously. It had some holes to fill. In a couple of these games, in particular one or two ACC games and a couple of these out-of-conference games, he single-handedly has, you know, bailed us out on several occasions to help us win these games.
Yeah, Coach, you talk about the last three or four games of the regular season in the ACC tournament. I'm just looking at the schedule here, and looks like most of the NCAA tournament is played at campus sites until you get to the College Cup. So I'm sure right. It really is important to get that high seeding going into the NCAA.
It is. I mean, look, the ultimate goal is to be a top four seed. If you're a top four seed, you will, as long as you keep winning, you'll be at home throughout until the College Cup, until the Final Four. And that's what we were last year. And you know, to be honest with you, it generally takes winning the ACC. You know, you have to have a good season, which we have been. But generally, the team that wins the ACC tournament gets that top four seed. You know, you can make it to the championship, maybe not win the ACC championship and not win and still get a top four seed. But look, that's what we're going for. I mean, our two goals right now are, you know, position ourselves for the ACC championship and win an ACC championship, and taking care of that will take care of a top four seed.
Coach, final thoughts as the season is winding down here. How do you feel about the team headed into this stretch drive in the ACC tournament? And maybe talk a little bit about the ACC in general being one of the top, if not the top, conference in the land.
Yeah, it's. Let me tell you, the conference, first of all, I wouldn't have it any other way. I love the competition, week in and week out. Great players, the best players in the country are coming to our conference. Week in and week out, preparing and competing against these teams and these other coaches. Man, I wouldn't have it any other way. It's tough, it's grueling, it's brutal, but I wouldn't have it any other way. It's going to be, listen, you know, like I said, I think there's nine teams in our conference in soccer. And last year, seven made it to the NCAA tournament. I felt like five of them could have won a national championship. There were three teams from our conference in the Final Four. And the previous year, there were three teams. That's unbelievable. I mean, think about that. There's 204 Division I college soccer teams. In the past 2 years, the Final Four, there have been three ACC teams. So that just gives you the caliber of the conference, the caliber of the players, the caliber of the coaches that we compete against every day.
Well, I guess that means if you're a soccer fan, you should head down to Cary, North Carolina for the ACC tournament. It could be some of the best soccer you're going to see. Coach, we really appreciate your joining us tonight. Appreciate your time. Thank you for being on Who's Talking.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Thank you, George.
Coach George Galnovac of the defending national champion UVA soccer team.
Boy, they've had a terrific year, and really a year where after losing Tony Takani and some of those other players, it did not necessarily bode well for them to be as good as they are this year.
Our other sports need to have rebuilding years where they're ranked third in the country.
Well, yeah,
that's the objective.
But Will Bates, clearly Virginia needs him to come back healthy because he's Mr. Lightning in a bottle. I mean, that goal that he scored last year down in
That was against Wake Forest,
maybe?
That
one-touch goal was absolutely amazing. And as good a play as you'll see in any sport.
Well, the one thing about, I mean, as Coach made reference to it, these guys are in unbelievable shape. At any rate, we're going to go to break now. Stay with us. We'll be back for our bottom-of-the-hour segment momentarily.